Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. So this week, Lizzie asks, how do you keep your cool and not say anything you'll regret? Ha ha, says Lizzie, after you've been up all night with your crying kid for the third day in a row and your partner seems like they got the best night's sleep of their life. Lizzie, I have been there. I remember well one night that I was up all night with a toddler with the stomach flu. I mean, many, many visits to the bathroom overnight, like definitely in the teens. And my husband had slept on the couch. And I had about 5:45 a.m. I decided, okay, it was his turn. And I went out and he's like, oh, no, I couldn't possibly. I was so worried that I was getting it too that I couldn't sleep. And, you know, cut to me blank facing like, but I actually was up all night while you were worried about what if you had to be up all night. And then he took the kid. So I have been there. But if you blow up, then it's all about you being irrational and going crazy out of nowhere, right? It's not out of nowhere to you. It's building and building and building. And do you not see that I'm doing this every night while you're just going about your life? But the partner that's doing less of this stuff, they don't really get it. And you can be mad about that, or you can kind of ask for it. Again, I remember with my own partner having to say to him, when you just like stop for a drink on the way home from work and don't tell me. The reason it sends me through the roof is that I don't get to do that. I never get to do something just for the heck of it or change of plans or let me just take a quick hour to do this without checking with you and probably also getting a babysitter and, you know, nailing it down 10 ways. He didn't understand that. That wasn't his reality. So it wasn't his perspective. So your partner who's getting more sleep probably needs to have it explained to them that they're getting more sleep than you night after night after night, and that something's got to give. But you have to be careful about when you present this idea. So I would say you have to choose your moment, and then you need to say, hey, can we talk about something? There's something I need help with, and come at it from that sort of same team perspective. And you could probably really help me with this. And if you need to, make clear that this is this is like a 9 out of 10 for me. This is really kind of important. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about that Nick North uses that with his partner to sort of say, hey, this is kind of pretty important to me. Come at it that way at a moment when you aren't particularly exhausted and frazzled, and save it because it's too important to make it all about how cranky you are. Our partners aren't mind readers. So if you speak up, then you won't blow up and you're more likely to get what you want. Send us your parenting questions. Margaret or I might answer yours next. You can ask on our Facebook page at What Fresh Hellcast or just send us an email. questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone.
Poof. Bye.
See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talk to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders. And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of their life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Unsticking it.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.